The extended closures affect 4.2 million students in public and private schools and universities across the state.
We're going to have the schools remain closed for the rest of the year. We're going to continue the distance learning programs.
Cuomo says he'll decide by the end of May on whether to hold summer school. He says when schools do reopen, they'll have to reconfigure in order to provide safe social distancing for teachers and students. He says those plans will take more than a couple of weeks to complete. They'll be complicated to design and difficult to implement and for children to fully understand.
And then how do I get students not to socially distance? You know, how do you tell a 10-year-old to socially distance? We're going to err on the side of caution now. That's for the rest of the school year. Summer school, you would need to see, in my opinion, a drop in the or stabilization of the infection rate for a period of time because kids are going to be kids.
Cuomo says even the September start of the 2020-21 school year is in question right now if the virus does not recede. Response from the education community was largely positive. The New York State School Boards Association says they commend the decision and that schools are not yet ready to reopen safely for classroom learning. The teachers' union, New York State United Teachers, also agrees. They say the health and safety of students and educators must be the primary concern. The union also wants any summer school program, if they do occur, to be voluntary. While the governor spoke, the sound of car horns could be heard outside as protesters, tired of the school and business closures, held a demonstration, saying they're being hurt economically. Cuomo shrugged off the potential impact of the demonstrators, saying during a normal spring in Albany, many more protesters visit the Capitol daily to make their voices heard.
Do you think these are protesters? You know, there's several dozen. You come when we're doing a controversial bill. We have hundreds of protesters all filling the entire building.
Cuomo says the shutdown orders have saved countless lives. He points out that New York's death rate and hospitalization rates are far below earlier predictions before governments contemplated mass closures.
I get the arguments, and what I said is this is not a political decision. Let's make a decision on the facts, etc.
Tenant groups who are organizing a rent strike also demonstrated outside the governor's mansion, and they held a news conference on Zoom.
Cuomo canceled the rent.
Cuomo canceled the rent.
Tiffany King rents a home in Brooklyn and is out of work with small children to support. She says her landlords are slow to fix appliances, and many in her building have mold in their apartments.
And the little savings that I did have, I'm going into it. And I'm worried that I'm going to be put on the streets for me and my children.
The group wants Cuomo to sign an executive order to cancel rent payments for 4 months. Cuomo says he does not favor that plan. He says landlords also need income to keep up the buildings and pay the heating and electric bills.
I get the landlords who say, and the building owners who say, if nobody pays rent, I'm going to walk away from my building and then it's going to be vacant. And I'm not going to pay any bills because if they don't pay rent, I'm not paying bills. And then you're going to have collapse of buildings.
He says the state has already outlawed evictions for non-payment of rent through June. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.